Apex Central listeners, you can find us every Monday through Friday on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or YouTube. Prime members can listen ad-free on Amazon Music. All right. What's up? Brandon Walker. I'm hosting Pick Central today. It is a solo show, like God intended. I don't have to deal with that angry Irishman fake Italian over there. I don't have to deal with this fat idiot stealing money from the company. I don't have to deal with this fat idiot. I don't have to deal with that idiot over there. And I don't have to deal with the blockhead idiot either. It is just me, Brandon Walker. Yes. I should have worn pants. I forgot I had my big, huge injury there. It doesn't matter. Here's what we're going to do. I'm not just going to talk for an hour at you. That would be boring. That would suck. That would be terrible. Just ate a joke at somebody's expense, and I'm classy. So, 888-STOOL-22, you and I will do this together. You and I do it together. You can call. You can talk about picks. You can talk about. It's been a crazy fucking week at Barstool. If you want to ask me about what's going on, fine, whatever. I don't care. I don't give a shit. Call in 888-STOOL-22. Me and you guys are rocking until the end today for 1 hour, and it is leading up to the Yak Hamburger Draft. I have my ingredients in the room right now. Actually, I'm looking at three bags of ingredients. I'll give you one ingredient if you'd like. TJ, give me one of yours. I'll give you one of mine.
No.
Why? Just one.
Well, mine aren't even in. Mine are like, if needed, mystery items, essentially.
I thought you had H-A-M ingredients.
I'm not eating a burger. I do, but it's in case a Yankee swap requires an extra item to be added to the pool, I have them.
Did anybody tell Donnie?
Donnie?
Yeah, Chef Donnie.
Oh, Chef Donnie. Yes, yeah, he's down.
Okay, all right. Not Wonton Don.
Yeah, I was like, oh, yeah, he doesn't live.
Although he can probably cook burgers too. I think hasn't he been in like Boston recently?
I don't know. Maybe for a dozen?
You don't follow Twitter. Okay,
I don't stalk people online.
Well, nobody accused you of stalking people, but I happen to know where my coworkers are. I know that, all right. I know that Mintz is in Louisiana because it's a fucking day.
This is your Twisted Kings, Taylor Lewan and Will Compton. Summer is right around the corner.
Nothing is better than grabbing a refreshing Twisted Tea cold on the rocks. It's got 5% alcohol. It is the perfect drink to turn up your summer. And you might be wondering, is this a sponsored ad? Yes. But the truth is, the boys, we love Twisted Tea.
Dude.
Go buy it. Go drink it. Drink responsibly and tell your boys to buy it as well. Let's have ourselves a hell of a summer. Oh, don't be dumb. Drink responsibly.
Twisted Tea Brewing Company, Cincinnati, Ohio. Please drink responsibly.
Do you have anybody to screen these calls? Or are you running solo too?
I don't know. Fistuli's supposed to be here. I guess he's taking the day off. Hey, it's Friday. You know?
What in the fuck is happening around here? What in the fuck is happening?
It's Friday at noon. That's
the weekend. Getting a show canceled. This big titty motherfucker can gallivant all around the South. Rico's at a wedding, even though he's 47 years old and nobody in his life should be getting married. Big Ev's going to a wedding, even though his fat ass can't fit into a suit. Smitty can't get here more than once a fucking week. And Marty's fucking Rhea. Just need somebody to... Actually, we made it further in the show for my first meltdown than I thought.
If you're interested in more of this, a Brandon Walker show airs Monday through Thursday.
It does. It very much does. Yes, but then we have everything planned out. We didn't get here and just find out we're going to be here by ourselves. So it is 888-STOOL-22. You call in and we will talk. You call in and we will talk whatever you want to talk about. As soon as I start getting names and numbers here and topics, I will start feeding you into this show. I guess we got Celtics-Bucks tonight. I don't know if I like a side in this game. I do like did I pick the under? Pick the under, right? I like the under. The last couple of games have gone over 213.5 to 14.5. I like the under because it's actually going down. It's being bet down by the sharps. So I'm going to follow that line movement. I also love the Grizzlies tonight +8. Like, I understand Warriors are in a closeout game. I understand the Warriors are ridiculously experienced. I understand the Warriors are killers. But the Grizzlies without John Morant are still a very, very good basketball team, and 9 points is way too much, or 8 points is way too much. I like Grizzlies plus eight, and I like the under there as well. Are we? What are we doing? What's our holdup over there?
I don't know. Are the phones broken?
I'm trying to screen them, but I can't hear anyone after in the headset, so I'm working on it.
What do you mean apologies? The show starts at noon.
For Dana.
You were doing what?
Doing something for Dana.
Who gives a shit about Dana? We got a show that goes up at noon every day. He's laughing. Okay. You're like Stephen Shea. You take no damage in arguments. I just want people to match what I do. I'm okay. I'm all right. Crazy day out. Crazy week out there, huh? Wrestling gets canceled. Bench Mob doesn't. Fuck! Should I just take the calls cold?
You could try.
I'll just try it. Fuck, I don't even know. Caller, hey, how you doing? I don't know if you can hear me. You're 614 area code. What the fuck's up?
Hey. Hey, Brandon.
What's your name?
It's Lee from Philly.
Hey, Lee from Philly. How the fuck are you, man?
At this rate, I'm going to be your next co-host at this point. Like, this is crazy.
Are you in Philly right now?
No, I just got done with finals, and working my way back right now.
How quickly could you get here?
Drive back to New York City, 3 hours.
No, to motherfucking Miami Gardens. I'm sorry, I'm just in a bad mood. What's up?
Fuck Ben Simmons. Fuck Ben Simmons. Sixers, bad. Joel Embiid, god performance. I don't care what anybody says. Broken face.
No, 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 no. It was not a god performance. And here's the thing that the Sixers fans do. You always pick
up. No. He had a broken fucking face. You can't say, I don't care what he shot. I don't care.
Oh, you should. I don't care if he has a broken face, a broken cunt, a broken anything. If you go out there in a game, you have to win. If you go out there in a game, you have to win, and you miss 17 shots, you go 7 of 24, you're actively hurting your team. You are actively.
Then what? Well, Harden couldn't do shit.
I'm getting to everybody because we didn't talk about this much. Embiid goes out there, shoots 7 for 24. He's escaping. And Maxey goes out there, shoots 9 for 22. That's your best two shooters last night, your best two players. They go out and miss 30 shots. That's 30 possessions they destroyed. Harden, meanwhile, he's making so much money, he has to be able to pick up the slack. He has to be the guy that says, oh, no, we're not missing all these shots. And this motherfucker, this passive motherfucker, takes 9 shots. And this all happened under Doc Rivers. I'm starting to think Smitty was right. Doc Rivers.
No. I agree with you on Doc Rivers. Fuck Doc Rivers. See, Doc Rivers hasn't done shit, but I will not blame him for game 6 yesterday because this team had no effort. Like, Joel can't be the guy all the time. I agree with you.
Stop. Stop that. Why can't Joel be the guy all the time? You guys, no, hold on. We're having a conversation. You're a Philly fan, and you guys have passionately said he is the MVP of the league. He's the MVP. How the hell do you then come back and say, well, he can't be the guy all the time. Giannis is the guy all the time.
How is Jokic the MVP?
What?
By that same standard. How is Jokic the MVP then?
Because he is always the guy for them.
Embiid is always the guy.
No, I can't. Lee's going to be an intern here. Sixers fans – Smitty's not, but Sixers fans get so mad and so emotional, they also get kind of dumb. Like, oh, Embiid can't be the guy all the time. Well, the other guys are. Why can't he? I know he's hurt, and I know that does bring down – obviously, it's hard to be the guy when you're hurt. Maybe don't shoot 24 shots if you're missing 17 of them. 888-STOOL-22. We're just blind – where's blind here?
Hey, the call just broke. All right, they're back up. Call again.
I'll try again.
I'm quite frustrated right now. I'm doing my best. I'm doing my very, very best. Can we try to see if we can't, can you screen those calls? See if you can screen the call. You can't screen the calls.
We're trying. We can't hear anybody.
Show up 10 minutes late and can't screen the calls. Okay. All right. All right. Here we go. We go to the 843 area code. What's up, brother?
Dude, Brandon, you think you're mad about wrestling?
Mm-hmm. I do.
We lost Crosby, man. We lost Crosby. Lost any chance.
No, but once I love that show too, but once the rape scandal hit, you can't expect that guy to be as famous as he once was.
Yeah, that's a fair point. I got a good bet for you tonight, though.
What's that?
That you're going to get to that. Evan Rodriguez, lower 6'4 for the Penguins, is going to be on the first line power play tonight. He's plus 275 to score. He scored two Saturday night against them, had an assist. He's going to score tonight in the power play. He's on the left side. He's going to nail one.
Evan Rodriguez,
plus 275 to score. He'll be in the first power play tonight, and he will rip one.
Okay, Evan Rodriguez is going to rip one tonight. That's what I've always felt that. Evan Rodriguez is a ripper. I can't wait to see him score tonight. Plus, just stop talking. All right, let's go to the 908. What's up, 908? Who are you?
I'm Doug. Yesterday on the show, you brought up hockey in Mississippi. Actually, there is a team in Biloxi again. I was at a showcase event for a team I work for. There was almost 9,000 people at that game. So it's not small in Mississippi.
No, it is tiny in Mississippi. Like in Biloxi, they have a good minor league hockey program. That sounds good. But the rest of Mississippi's a pretty big state, so it's absolutely not in any other part of the state.
And then for tonight, Rangers Pens, I have Capo Caco to get 2 points. I don't have the plus in front of me, but I have Capo Caco to get 2 points.
Yeah, Capo Caco. Yeah. Okay. All right. Capo Caco. Is this a is this a practical joke? Am I the only calls I can get are hockey calls. I'm ill-equipped to take hockey calls. Can somebody call and ask about Mush's penis or something? That's been the topic of the week. Marty Mush's dick. Where it's going, where it's been. By the way, Marty, if you're watching, full heel. Bad guy. Like last night when Big Cat said, let's start the road to healing, you should have said, fuck you. Started making out with Rhea. That's what you should have done. That's what I would have done. Well, I wouldn't have made out with Rhea because she probably wouldn't have allowed that. She hasn't started dating me yet. That's probably, I'm probably at least two coworkers away. Anyway, 888 Stool, TJ, don't let me say anything to get us both canceled.
What do you mean us both?
Well, you're tied at the hip with me.
Nah.
You wouldn't be shit without me.
They call you the Lone Ranger. That's what they've always said.
That's because they call me and you both the Lone Ranger.
They call you Independent Brandon.
We're the Lone Rangers, me and you. Remember that movie, Airheads? No, you were born in 1999.
Seven.
What, 97?
Yeah.
I graduated high school in 1997.
Cool.
No, not really. But I am the 1997 West Point High School Slam Dunk Contest champion. Just watching three tech guys work on the phones. I'm sorry. I'm watching two tech guys work on the phones and Fastuli stand with his hands on his goddamn hips. Which is what I would be doing too, Fastuli. It's fine. What's an area code that I know? This is Louisiana, so I know 228 is definitely Louisiana. No, actually, it might be South Mississippi. It's down there somewhere. Who's 228? What's up?
Hey, Brandon, this is Marcello from New Orleans. 228 is Mississippi, Gulf Coast. So I'm coming to you with peace, Mississippi guy to Mississippi guy.
All right, give it to me.
So I wanted to gas you up, because it is Gas You Up Friday.
Yes, please.
Shoes look great, but I also want you to know you're a good dad. I feel like you need to hear that. Just know that.
Thank you. I appreciate that a lot.
So let's steer this ship. Let's move this show along. Everyone, get it together. We're going to be all right.
Okay.
All right. So the question I have for you, kind of want to just bring up a topic. What are some of the greatest college traditions in college football?
Well, I mean, depending on what you call a tradition, right? Like, Iowa fans about 10 years ago started doing the wave to the kids in Kinnick Stadium. That's an awesome tradition. It's a very young tradition, but it is great. It's heartwarming. Also, they kind of beat you over the head with it about how great they are. Anyway, I think Ralphie running out of the tunnel for Colorado is a great tradition. The whiteout, it's a new tradition, but the whiteouts at Penn State's a great tradition. Enter Sandman. Like, there are so many levels of tradition. Are you talking about, 40,000 douchebags eating catered food in a tent in Oxford, Mississippi at Ole Miss in the most overrated tailgating experience ever? Are you talking about a bunch of drunk Cajun people throwing piss on each other at Baton Rouge? Bunch of traditions in college football. Okay, were you done? Were you finished with that? Oh, look, we have – okay, it's starting to work over there. It's good? Thumbs up from Brian? Thumbs up from Stanko? I won't believe it until I get a thumbs up from Stanko. Stanko's the only one I trust. Okay. Where's Andrew been, by the way?
He got back yesterday. He was in Ireland.
He got engaged. Did he announce that?
Yep. Well, on Instagram. We broke the news on this show.
Okay, cool. All right, we're starting to put it together. We're starting to put it together, boys. Everything's coming together. 12-17. I'm fine. What's up, Rude Boy? Hey, Rudy. Mustache looks like shit. No, I was just saying, what's up? I'm running solo today. It's Pick Central, yeah. Yeah, your mustache looks like shit. That's Rookie of the Year, Dozen Rookie of the Year Rudy, who I think was a fluke, and I think he'll get beat early in the tournament. We go to Brian from Michigan. Hello, Brian.
What's up, Brandon? I just want to first say I don't understand how they're canceling wrestling. It doesn't make any sense. I mean, there's a jillion wrestling fans. Your views, interviews are great. I don't get it, but
thank you.
Whatever. My call today is about the Orioles. The Tigers absolutely stink. They're horrible. Everyone in Michigan, the Detroit area, we all thought the Tigers were going to be good. They stink. They're horrible. They have, what, two more wins than the Reds? Take the Orioles today, plus 125. I'm telling you, screw the Tigers. They stink.
Screw the Tigers. They stink. The Orioles got a little juice, too. I don't know where it came from. 888-STOOL-22, 888-STOOL-22. Little aside about wrestling. I was very angry that they not canceled it, but they took resources away from it, which is effectively canceling it. I don't like it. I hate it. I think looking at the other shows that was canceled, I think wrestling sticks out like a sore thumb. Like it is growing. It has grown. There's an audience. What's the problem? I don't understand. I will say this. I've been fighting for it, and it has not been ignored by people here. I don't want to say it's been saved, but I do have a meeting with some behind-the-scenes people Monday to see what we can do about, modifying things and making sure that something lives on. So I don't like that we're in this spot to begin with. I thought I'd earn more than that, but, it is what it is. It's a purely business decision from the higher-ups. It's not personal. I don't take it personal, but I do think it was a mistake. I believe that wholeheartedly. I did a video yesterday. It's at 47,000 views right now. Not a whole lot of channels here are doing that. 888-STOOL-22. Jacob from Ohio. What's up, Jacob from Ohio?
Hey, what's going on, Brandon? Can you hear me?
I can hear you so fucking well.
Awesome. Hey, man, just big fan. Wanted to ask a question about college football scheduling.
Yeah.
So as we get into this whole college football playoff, an idea that I had, similar to college basketball, how they do the Big Ten SEC Challenge. What if we did something like that with college football? One, I think it would create some really good games. I also think that it would, kind of stack up the conferences, see how well Big Ten compares to the SEC.
Yeah.
Just wanted to kind of get your thoughts on that.
Well, it's just so it's so much more difficult in college football to get conferences aligned on anything. It's so much more territorial in college football, where the SEC thinks they own the sandbox and they don't really want to play that much with the Big Ten, because if you're the SEC and you're routinely accepted as the best conference in the country, what happens on a Saturday when you go 14 for when you put your 14 against Big Ten's 14 and you lose nine games. I think it would be a bad look for the SEC and one they're probably going to try to avoid. Same for the Big Ten going up against the Pac-12. You know, there's a hierarchy of conferences. It's number one SEC. Right below them, 1B is Big Ten. You know, big drop, and then you've got the ACC, the Big 12, and the Pac-12, and I think the Big 12 probably last now. So I don't know how much benefit it would be to these conferences to do that. Also, with your TV deals in football, with TV deals in football, they're a lot more difficult and a lot more conference oriented, where conferences are getting more money for their games. So how would the SEC went up against the ACC? I don't know if they'd agree to a 50-50 split, because I don't know if those two teams would be responsible for 50% of the audience on either side.
Summer is all about the freedom to have fun. Forget a vacation and take a tequila-cation with new Truly Tequila Soda. This refreshing blend of real fruit juice from concentrate, sparkling water, and premium tequila blanco is the drink of the summer. Try all four refreshing flavors, all with 5% ABV and just 100 calories. Truly Tequila Soda. Keep it light. Hard Seltzer Beverage Company, Boston, Massachusetts. Please drink responsibly.
Yeah, no, that's a good point. I just think as the college football playoff, you know, develops and potentially expands, I just think like there needs to be some, you know, ground rules. And, you know, while some teams are scheduling really good opponents, you know, in week 13, you have Alabama scheduling, you know, some FCS.
I think, and this is not against you, but I think that's the dumbest thing Big Ten fans bring up. I think that's because, like, Alabama always schedules a pretty good opponent for week one. And then the Big Ten looks at the SEC's next to last week, and it's always a trash week. And you're right, it's a trash week. But schedule-wise, an SEC schedule is going to be a top 10 schedule every year. If you look at the projected top 10 schedules, strength of schedules this year in college football, seven of them are in the SEC. That one Saturday is just a drop in the bucket of a 12-game season. People like to say, oh, they're playing a bunch of pussy teams in November. Yeah, well, they're not always doing it in September. Now, some teams, you know, Arkansas schedules like a bitch. Some teams schedule like bitches, but not everybody does that in the SEC. 888-STOOL-22. And Arkansas has gotten better. They have BYU this year. They played Texas last year. Cole from Milwaukee probably wants to give a homer-ass pick. Hello, Cole.
Hey, Brandon, how's it going?
Great, what's up?
Hey, yep, I am calling with the homer pick. I mean, it is absolutely Bucks every which way tonight. And Bucks and six is the rallying call. So, I mean, it's got to be Bucks and six tonight.
Bucks and six, and that's fine. I just think that the Celtics, they seem like a good back-against-the-wall team with the way they play basketball. With Marcus Smart, with the attitude, with Tatum being your star, and he defends, I feel like they're going to be a great back-against-the-wall team. I think this will be a fucking war. I don't see anything easy tonight, but the champs are the champs for a reason. So that's why I'm not picking a side. I'm picking the under. I think it'll be fucking balls-to-the-wall basketball for 48 minutes, and at the end of the day, somebody's going to win like 101-99. Thank you very much. 888-STOOL-22. 888-STOOL-22. We go to line four. Kyle from Texas, what's up?
What's up, Brandon?
Hello.
Are you there?
You don't have to ask me what's up. And I made a mistake by asking that guy what's up. Here's what's up. I'm hosting a show. I need you to get right into it. Right into it. It has 40,000 subscribers. I'm not naming names, but some shows about college basketball have four. Whatever. 888-STOOL-22. Steven from Milwaukee. Hello.
Hey, I could care less about the Bucks game. I think it's going to be close tonight. Rangers-Penguins over 6.5. This whole series has gone over every single game. Rangers-Penguins over 6.5. Crosby just got ruled up, but Louis Domingue lets in a lot of goals. Anser Sturkin has not looked great. Yeah. Also, look at Rangers, Panthers, Flames, parlayed. It's about plus 350. Great value for all those three teams. two looking to close out and the other one looking to force a game seven. Just thoughts on that?
I mean, I'd be lying to you if I had any educated thoughts on this at all. You know, you guys call on with the hockey. I need RA beside me. I need Biz beside me. I like the picks. I respect the picks. And the fact that you just threw a three-team parlay out when it's game six and teams are playing for different reasons with different motivations and the Rangers have their back against the wall and you threw a three-team parlay out anyway, that's ballsy shit. I'm probably just going to take it. Probably just going to steal it. I'm going to put it out there, and then when it loses, I'm going to be mad as hell at you for 5 minutes.
I'll take the heat.
Okay, well, the Heat don't play tonight. So 8-8, Stuhl, 22. By the way, the Heat have been one of the most disrespected one seeds of all time. Everybody in the playoffs talked Sixers when they went up 3-0 against the Raptors. Everybody talked about Boston when they stole a road game against the Bucks. Everybody talked about the Bucks when they stole road games from Boston. Nobody's talking about the Heat, who's just choking teams out. Just absolutely choking teams out. George from Kentucky, hi. That's about right. Yes, please. Come on in. Come on in, Jeff. Want to sit in one of these seats. I am dying the biggest death I've ever died. I don't know. I got here today, and it turned out to be a solo show because, you know, Rico had a wedding, Big F had a wedding, Smitty is in Philly, Marty fucked Rhea, and Ben Mintz is down south doing the dipshit tour again.
People are to see my burns on my leg.
You have burns on your leg, too?
Yeah, I got burns from the hotel soap in either Nashville or Madison on our trip.
That is the pussiest thing I've ever heard in my life.
I mean, whatever. It fucking sucks.
How do you get burns from hotel soap?
I mean, like, dude, look at my fucking hands. Look at my arms.
Jesus Christ. From hotel soap?
Look at this shit. From hotel soap. If I showed you my body, you'd probably puke. It's awful. It's awful.
Are you like a leper?
Good thing I'm not doing a show next week. It's going to live forever, and you can see just...
Well, all right, so we record... The tournament starts Monday.
Yeah, it starts Monday.
And everybody's coming
so
in.
So far ahead on writing, it's like... See, that's what people don't... That's a bad look, too.
Just relax.
That's what people don't...
Let them see the cock. It's fine.
No, they're bird dogs. The shorts will...
That's right, okay.
People, obviously, like the cry last year, some people remember. I was so mentally broken from writing because it was more than I thought. It was a lot more than I thought I was going to be able to do. I bit off more than I could chew. Remember last year, the draft was like 4 days before we did this.
Right,
year.
Yeah.
So like, so we had draft prep, and then I didn't really get into writing till Saturday.
Yeah.
I'm on the last first round match today, and this year we have an extra day to film. So do you remember? See, that was another thing. People don't know this. How stressed was I writing the championship match last year? Remember that? It was you, me, PFT.
Yeah, KB. We had a meeting upstairs.
There was one point I hit the table and I said, I can't do this.
We had a meeting upstairs an hour before the championship match, and you said, all right, y'all got to read these questions I've written or rewrite them, get it done. And you were flipping out.
It was I had a mental breakdown in that room because we had 30 minutes. I can now write a dozen match in an hour if I really need to.
Yeah.
It wouldn't be great, but I could do it. Back then, like to write a dozen match in 30 minutes, like it would take me all day, and I've gotten better at it. It was awful.
You do have the same rules as last year. You're allowing cheaters to play.
I hyped up wrestling the other night.
Thank you, thank you, thank
you. I wouldn't come into your show and tell you who can and can't be on.
No, that's fine.
The man you're referring to.
I didn't say
walked on
name.
Stage. I understand that the man you're referring to walked on
and
stage
and got embarrassed because he couldn't.
Got
cheat.
Embarrassed.
Mm-hmm.
Whether he cheated or not, I don't know. You think he did? Some people think he did. He got embarrassed.
Everybody knows.
Guess what? In person, it's going to happen again.
Good, good.
I actually joked on. He the Chicago guys did a really funny breakdown of the bracket.
That's never happened.
I think it's on our website now. Either that or I watched on the back end, so it may not be up yet. But they were going through and Dave was like, they're making fun of Dave. Carl and Chief making fun of Dave. They're like, you don't get any questions right. And he said, I got one right in Chicago. And they were looking like, they're like, don't.
Yeah.
Don't. We lost like 13-4. Don't.
All right, so I'm taking calls. You want to take some calls with me?
Sure.
I just needed somebody to bounce stuff off of because I was
Brandon, why didn't you predict the dozen bracket?
I filled mine out. I can't post it until after.
I don't want to predict it. I mean, I think Honkers are going to get hot again, but they're going to run into the Frankettes. Now, the Frankettes have never shown they can win in this environment, but they are the best team.
They are 0-1, that is correct.
They're 0-1 in this environment. So they've got to prove they're Virginia.
People were mad that
2019 Virginia.
Right. People were mad that Frank wasn't all dozen, but Frank did not have a good season outside of the live event stuff. But the live event stuff was such a big deal that it elevated his profile. He's locked in. Nick was the best player in that team by far.
By far. I think Honkers beat out of office. Castellani's good, but he's not as good as he was that first night. Experts and misfits. I don't know. You've got a surprise for me, so I don't know what's coming.
I'll give you a little thoughts on each match. I'm not going to make predictions. I can't do
Chicago against Chicklets. I would much rather play Chicklets. I just don't want to look at Dave's dullard ass face. And plus, I know if we play them, they're going to beat us. So that's what's coming.
Honkers out of office. I will say I don't know. Honkers have lost four consecutive matches. They've not been good, but.
It might have been a fluke. That was like NC State. No, that was like Villanova 85.
They kind of like tinkered with niches all year. They were 3-for-12 on niches throughout the year, something like that. So they weren't great. But I do. I would probably say Honkers are more experienced. I mean, you guys, you don't know who you're playing yet with the Misfits. I know the third member.
Right. Which I don't know why they get to have a surprise, but whatever. I don't care.
Surprise. Chicklets Chicago's, by the way, a really great matchup too, because you get golf. Because Whitney and Carl know golf, and you get hockey. It's rare that Chicago gets to get a hockey category.
Your mom against ZD. Now, your mom is a good team, but will Rudy and KFC wilt like little flowers against Dave?
Dave likes Jack McCarthy's, but when Dave gets in the arena of competing, he doesn't like you anymore. He's going to fuck with you. Jack McCarthy says he wants to do a throat slash at Dave when he walks into the room. I think if he doesn't do it, he has one opportunity in an arena, a competitive arena. He can do a throat slash at Dave. He's got
to
do it.
The size of that kid's Adam's apple, it had to be out here.
Dave's laugh when he sees he's playing McCarthy and Rudy, because he knows he's playing KFC. I don't think he knows. That's the worst team ZD's ever played, by the way. 5-5-0. This is the first time they've ever played a team that is like of that level.
The Yak against Booze Ponies. Now, the Booze Ponies are – this is a charity case right here.
Dana matches up well to get a couple points against the Yak. Donnie and Compton have to pull one out.
Smocking against Uptown Balls. Uptown Balls, crowd favorite.
Yes, that's a – so there's a matchup last year that I was really sad happened in the first round because I wanted both those teams to make it, and it was Smock and Chicago.
Yeah.
Because I wanted them, Donnie, Kendrick, you have Titus. But then you had Chicago, and I was upset to see Chicago lose because Chicago had the most energy last year. I think we're going to see a little more energy this year. Now, I think there's a seriousness level of like, and people have seen the live events. This matchup, I'm bummed that one of these teams has to go because they're both entertaining.
So I'm concentrating on going the other way. I have to take my energy down.
No, I need the energy.
No, I have to take mine down.
Your energy was good last year.
My personal energy needs to be a little bit more relaxed.
For the first round, yeah.
No, the second round's where I flipped out and got overthought Tigers and Cubs.
Yeah. No, I just mean like.
Even though the Cubs, the question they got was easier, I still should have got my
question. I want Family Feud, though. You get it. I want clap it up. Like, I want some camaraderie.
And then Minahan is one of the biggest frauds in the tournament against. And Minahan's going to be here?
Kirk is going to be here.
Wow, what's the occasion?
Let's go through it. So Frankette's all here.
You're gonna work more than an hour a week.
He can't be here, unfortunately. Not out of choice. Out of office. Experts, everyone's here. Misfits, everyone's here. Chicago, they're all flying in. Chicklets is where we have our hang up. Biz, TNT, and it sounds like Wit can't. Your mom, everyone's here. Dave is. People were like, Dave's not coming in. Dave is coming in. Dave will be here for the tournament. Yak, everyone's here. Will Compton's flying back in. Mark Titus going to be here in person.
Yeah.
Uptown Ball's all here. Kirk is coming in. And then Gen XYZ, everyone's here. Also, the Lemon region, big college basketball region. You got in person Rico, Jake Marsh, and Mark Titus.
First of all, Rico's not a big college basketball guy. Like, he can play one on TV and whatever he wants to do with his little charity case show. But I just – whatever. Yeah, I don't know. I'm not predicting anything.
I mean, I
could get beat by the Misfits.
Yeah, you very well could.
If we do, I'm burning the fucking building to the ground.
I think if I were to talk no opinions and just like what I've seen this year, I would say you're probably the most well-rounded team in that region. However, Chicago is Chicago.
Yeah, and they'll cheat.
They can't cheat in person.
They'll figure out a way.
No, they'll try. Stop saying they. It's, you're talking about one
right.
Man.
He, you're right. I should say he.
Don't talk,
right.
Chief and Carl.
You're right. Cheat. You're right. I should say he. No. And see what you said right there, though. You're like Chief and Carl didn't cheat.
They didn't cheat. They weren't accused of cheating. Dave was, and...
And did. And he has done it the entire time. Like, that guy's never not cheated. He's stupid.
I've never said this publicly. The problem with the question Dave was accused of cheating on was the first time he'd gotten a point in, like, 3 months. And that just isn't a great look. And I told him that. I said, Dave, just close. Like, he knows better.
No, he doesn't.
He may not.
No, he doesn't.
The problem is I do think he does know better. But he just chooses not to do the better.
All right, JP in Naperville. That's where I'm closing on a house.
That's where the
where I'm moving to.
The Beanie Baby craze started.
Really?
Yes.
JP, you want to talk NFL? Go.
Yo, so are you actually moving here or what, brother?
Oh no, I'm joking. I mean, I'm probably moving to Chicago, but I haven't found a house in Naperville.
Okay, so it's not confirmed. All right, well, Naperville's sick, so you should come here. But anyway. NFL schedule came out yesterday. Do you like anything as far as over-under season win totals?
I haven't really looked at it. Have you looked at it?
I'm a hater. I'm a Browns fan. I think the Bengals, a little bit of a fluky run last year.
Yeah, I agree with that. And still, it's going to be a very competitive division outside of even Pittsburgh be the worst team, but also, they still have a great defense.
Deshaun Watson is not going to be suspended next year. He's going to be suspended in 2023. NFL waits till after the civil case and stuff. That's not happening, so... That's a wild. Well,
he's going to miss a year, play, and miss a year?
He's going to miss a year, play, and then he's probably going to miss, like, I'd probably say 6 to 8 games in 2023.
Okay. Well, I haven't really.
I think the Bengals are good, and I think they can make a run, but, like, there was a lot that played in their favor, and I'm now familiar with that with the Browns from 2 years ago.
Well, hell, let's just do it right now. Let's just do it. He brought up a good point. I'm just going to go to the NFL over-unders. I can tell you, looking at my Dolphins schedule, I just feel like that's an under. Like, the first four is terrible, and then there's I looked at it in stretch of fours. There's a stretch of four late in the season, not the very last one, but that's just absolutely god-awful.
I have, and I'll balance out my bias against the Bengals with the fact that I have this really sinking, weird feeling that Trubisky's going to be great for the Steelers and they're going to win the division.
Why do you have that feeling?
There's just something. You ever have a hunch?
No, that's a bad hunch. That might be gas or something.
I just think he's going to a good situation. He's going to a team that I'm not like a big Tomlin – I'm not a big Tomlin guy. I think he's a little wacky now, but I there's something about Trubisky and that team, and I think they just have – it's a Steeler. They have a good foundation.
I tell you one I like. Of course, it's juiced to the over, but over 11.5 for the Bills, I think they're solidly the best team in that division.
Oh, absolutely.
I think they'd go 6-0 in that division and then just be cruising the rest of the time. The Bengals is 9.5, and it's juiced to the over, actually. No, it's juiced to the over.
Yeah, I mean that's. I mean,
if you take under, if you don't take under 9.5, it's +110.
I do think they're good. It's not me saying I think they're going to win like 5 games, but like
it's also not a very high total.
No,
9.5.
Going to the Super Bowl.
Yeah,
very healthy team last year. Very easy schedule, and that is flips this year.
Oh, I'm sorry, JP. I forgot you were there.
No, you're good. I was going to say I actually kind of like the Bengals over. I mean, the only weakness they really had was O-line, and they kind of retooled that a little bit during the offseason and the draft. So. I think they won 9 games in the regular season last year,
yeah,
and obviously made it all the way to the Super Bowl. So I think there's a chance they could, you know, win 10-11 games this year.
Yeah, I could be dead ass wrong.
But there's also they also had that element like everything seemed to go right.
It did. They played the worst. I was right yesterday. They played the worst kickers in the league last year.
Yeah,
like missed kicks. They didn't get injured. They played an easier schedule, and they were still like middle of the road. And kind of all, like, advanced metrics.
All right, let's speed through this because I don't want to leave anybody out. Zach from Chicago, go.
Hey, can you guys hear me?
We can.
What's up? First-time caller, long-time listener.
Thank you.
Sorry about wrestling, Brandon. That sucks.
Thank you. I'm
feeling for you. I have a lock for NFL team totals. I'm a Bears fan. I'm a diehard Bears fan. Hammer the under. This team is not going to win over 6 games. They have maybe 4, maybe 5 wins. They're going to be terrible. They haven't done anything to help Justin Fields. They've only made it worse for him. They didn't draft any linemen, any receivers. Darnell Mooney, who would be like a decent number 2, possibly a good number 3 on most teams, is their number 1. They're going to be god awful. The tank is on. Hammer the under.
All right, very good. Hammer the under on the Bears. My only thing with that is the division still kind of stinks. Like, the Packers got worse.
Packers went to 11?
Yeah, the Packers got worse, but the division stinks. Like, the Vikings are still average as hell. The Bears are not good. The Lions still stink.
They play a schedule of bad teams.
Who, the Bears?
Yeah.
Who do they play? They play the
– first, they get that whole division.
They play the South, the NFC South or the AFC South. Who do they play? Who are they out of
they
the division?
They play the East. They play the Jets. They play the Dolphins.
Yeah.
Depending on how you feel
about
the
right,
Dolphins.
That's right.
The Pats, I don't know. They play the Texans?
Yeah. Yeah. 888 Stool 22, line one. Coochie from
Giants. Sorry.
Coochie.
What's going on, fellas? How you doing today? Brandon's hard to hear about wrestling. Big fan, long time watcher.
Thank you.
I got a baseball pick for you guys today. I got Rays Jays over 7. I know the over-under set at 6.5. I'm not paying the -125 juice. So instead, I'm going to the over 7 at +105. Rasmussen never gets outside the fifth inning, and the Rays bullpen is just absolutely garbage so far this year. So I'll hang up and listen. Thanks so much for taking my call.
Thank you very much for the pick. You know, everybody's talking about wrestling, and that's fine, but I got this competitive bone in me. I got this, you know, whenever I feel like something went wrong, I'm just bringing Morning Sunshine back, too. Just adding a show.
Just bringing shows back, yeah.
We're modifying it to where we're going to shoot it with a phone, and we're just going to fucking do it and see if it catches this time. We think it'll be like Family Guy. It'll have a second life.
Right out. Yeah.
Yeah. So.
Are you gonna do flashbacks too?
No, we're only going to do. Yeah. It was like the time I was Sandy Duncan's glass eye.
That time I was shopping with Jennifer Garner. Yeah. Well, that's ripped from Star Wars Family Guy. But that was a good tweet the other night, by the way.
It's so good.
Star Wars Family Guy is one of the greatest parodies of anything I've watched.
When they're talking about the Death Star, and they're like, yeah, we'll get it fixed tomorrow if the price is no object. Or we'll get estimates. Yeah, we'll get estimates.
Yeah. I love even in Return of the Jedi when they have the American, he's like, did we already run out of characters?
Right. That's right. What are you doing here? When he's standing there with the couch, and it's easier than we're making it.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, when he's flipping the couch and the Falcon. Yeah.
Oh,
his couch.
You know what? I'm taking this. Tony from – no, I'm sorry. It's my fault. Troy from Memphis. Go ahead, Troy.
Hey, good to see two of my favorite personalities on TV today. I call into this show because Big If True is off the air, but good to see y'all on Friday. Brandon, I want to know real quick – Memphis just announced that they're putting $200 million into the dump that is Liberty Bowl.
Yeah.
They have to think that this gets them into the Big 12, right? Like, there's no other reason to be doing this, because if they don't, they shouldn't even have a football program. No one's going to go see your UTSA game to keep playing Tulane every year.
I mean, I think they can survive where they are now as a big dog in that league, and I think the departures from that league have helped them. I mean, they could become a big dog in that league, but I'm not sure investing in the fucking Liberty Bowl is ever going to be the right answer. I mean, like, it's
really that bad.
I mean, it's not. There are worse stadiums in the country. There are worse places, but it's not like if you're trying to have a big time football program. You would be better served to build a new stadium than to revamp that one.
Yeah.
It's not in a part of town that's especially growing or vibrant. It's not in and it's just a bad stadium. So, but I think Memphis football is viable and can live a second life as the big dog in that conference. I don't know the problem about does it get them in the Big 12? I don't think spots will be open in the Big 12 for 20 or 30 years like they just did four, unless we're going to mega conferences. If that happens, then yes, then maybe they got vision here.
Yeah, which that's what that 355 with ACC sounds like, right?
Yes. Let's go with Zach from NYC. What's up, Zach?
Hello?
Hello, Zach.
Hey.
Hey, Zach.
First, I'd like to say I'm Team Hank, and sorry about wrestling. I don't like it. I don't watch wrestling, but I know a lot of people are sad to see it. Love to shout out the Barstool Sportsbook Discord server. Check it out. First basket tonight, I like Grayson Allen. If you want to go with the method, 3-point shot, I think it's +1400, +4000 for a layup if you want to sprinkle that. Also, a fun little parlay booster is Giannis 2+3s. Makes it electric to watch because he just jacks up 4 or 5 threes a game that are nowhere near. But when he makes two, it's always fun to watch.
I kind of like that idea.
Yeah. You know what I miss the most about basketball betting? And I know this is a hot take. The bubble is so much fun to bet.
Yeah.
There was no travel.
Yeah.
Everything was so fucking evened out. And prop bets, my best NBA betting was definitely in the bubble because it just was so consistent with what you got. And now with travel,
have you seen my NBA record this year?
Is it very good?
TJ, can I get my NBA record on the screen, please? We go to, let's see, this guy wants to talk SEC football, and I will always do that. Sam from St. Louis, what's up?
Yeah, is there any chance a different team other than Georgia could sneak into the SEC championship this year?
Not out of the East, I don't think so. I think it's a race to second. I think there will be several teams that will be better, like South Carolina and Missouri. I think there will be a couple teams that will be worse, like Florida. Kentucky, I think, will take a little step back. People think Kentucky's going to be great, but anybody in Tennessee, I think, is a wild card. Like everybody, but only Vanderbilt can be last. Only Georgia can win it, and in the middle, it can go any order from 2 through 6. Like the SEC East is a wild card this year, and I just don't. Georgia's not going to be as good. They're going to come down, and they're probably going to lose maybe 2 games in the regular season. But I don't think they're going to lose enough to lose the very competitive SEC East. Okay, he liked that answer or hated answer, right?
He's like, yeah, spot on, my man.
Look at that.
That's pretty fucking good. Wow.
Yeah, that's pretty fucking good.
Why is Mint's colors a light blue and red?
Oh, because he pretends to be an Ole Miss fan so he can get the job here, even though he's an LSU fan.
Well, not just an LSU fan. ULM, ULL, Tulane.
By the way, I asked him yesterday, are you coming in for the tournament? Just confirming, and I got a yes, sir.
He texted me and said, not that we need it, but he can call in today if you want him on the line. He'll be back. He flies back Sunday.
What's Smitty's tennis record?
I think he stopped doing it. just like to point out, Mintz is flying back Sunday. Right? They did the crawfish thing yesterday.
I love crawfish.
I don't love crawfish. I like the tails when you fry them up, but I don't like eating them like they eat them.
It is.
It's a lot. Your fingers will sting for fucking.
And then I love you're like all done, time to sop that corn up, and then you just destroy your mouth and your lips for like an hour.
Yeah, that's right. And the corn and the potatoes and the new potatoes they put in there.
It's good. I love that she went out to a 1-unit lead and is like, that's it.
She sat on it.
That's it.
all right, let's go with Ray from North Carolina. What's up?
Robert.
How's it going? I have a would you rather, and Jeff, you can get in on this if you want. So would you rather be in Mush's exact situation, or would you rather have an Android phone for the next 3 years? I'll hang up and listen.
I think I'd rather have an Android phone for the next 3 years. I'd like,
yeah, I mean, I wouldn't. I don't think I'd want. Yeah.
I don't really want
to comment on any of this, but yeah.
You don't have to comment on it. I'm comfortable commenting.
I had an Android phone for a long time. I had the Galaxy Note, and it was an awesome fucking phone, and I wish I still had an Android, but iMessage is such a taboo thing that, like, you gotta, like, I don't, like, I mean, people know me. Like, I wear fucking shorts.
I tell you, I would do anything to avoid the situation Mush is in now. How about
correct.
That? Yeah.
Like, I don't really care what people, like, I'm a weirdo, but that is one thing I will not, like, bend the knee, like, people do not like people with green text messages. I'm like, okay. What a weird thing, too. So you don't have to deal with that as much. It wouldn't be a problem for you.
No.
You have a family. No, you've like,
that's right.
Like, you know, it's like a single person.
You think people are going to find out you're dating publicity and you'll be in Martin Mush's situation?
Move on.
Let's go with Brett from Texas.
Brett from Texas. Whataburger.
Just relax.
What's up, guys? Can you hear me? The connection's a little bad.
We can hear you so well.
That's beautiful. Hey, I think Fistuli screened my call. He was trying to get me to start a video chat. Is he doing that for everybody or just for me?
No, that's just something he does.
I didn't hear it either, isn't it?
Especially on Fridays. He's just he's a Viva guy. So once he got here at 12:15, he just launched into the Viva chants. What do you got, Brett?
First up, Gas Him Up Friday. Two of the hardest working guys at Barstool and two of the best hair.
Thank you.
I just got to start with that. Okay. Brandon, I want to talk to you about, I noticed some Twitter beef between you and Stoolie's Clubhouse.
Yes.
I mean, I've been team taking him down a peg since day one. I've known the kid for about a year. I just want to know, is that real?
Well, he works hard, and I like the idea that he got hired. But one day he thought he'd be funny, and he tweeted something. Brandon Walker, Brandon's just jealous of Ben Mintz, and like we're literally fucking. He was hired to be my fucking arch rival, and because he's so useless and likable, I can't even go at him. I can't be mean to him without people say, "Oh, you're being mean. You're stepping down." Like it's not supposed to be a step down. It's supposed to be fucking. Supposed to be my rival. And then, so the jealous thing doesn't, play. And I think that was a stupid ass thing for him to say. And, until he can get back in, he can fuck himself.
Are you horns up or horns down?
I heard about, 80% of that, again,
horns up or horns down.
I'm horns down. I'm actually, yeah. I hate this even more. I'm from Florida, so I'm a Gator guy.
Okay.
That's this.
I'm a big Florida person now. The state.
Florida's a great state.
I fell in love with Tampa.
People love to hate. Tampa is incredible.
I tried to my mom to move there.
Tampa, Clearwater is an awesome area. St. Petersburg. I'm just going
to
go by the.
I had a good haircut in St. Petersburg. And the guy was from Wheeling.
West Virginia?
That's the weirdest thing.
Wheeling is the weirdest, apparently the weirdest place.
I heard so many people from there.
All right. Cam from Maine.
Hey, Jeff, I just wanted to say thank you for putting on The Dozen. It's my favorite show at Barstool, and it's what got me into Barstool, so I appreciate you, man.
Thank you for watching.
I want to say subscribe to Wrestling. It's one of the best fucking podcasts at Barstool. If Token CEO is not getting canceled due to numbers, then why the fuck is Wrestling getting canceled due to numbers?
No.
It's complete bullshit.
I didn't say that. Okay, continue.
You had to have me on. Right. You fucking idiot. You had to have me on.
I didn't say that. Neither of us said that. What? You got any more?
What's that, Ty? The phone.
Did y'all break the phones?
I said it to you yesterday. I didn't say this to you. I said I liked MG. I wish you and MJF would have a pod together.
I think we have the best chemistry.
I know nothing about wrestling. I know a little bit just from like researching stuff for trivia, but I know a little old stuff, but he is like, I will watch literally anything with him.
He's the fucking best.
So funny.
He's going to be a gigantic star.
So funny.
He's going to be The Rock. That's what he's going to be in 10 years. Rich from Connecticut, what's up?
Hey, Brandon. Just a quick comment. I just have a lot of respect for you in the Marty Mush situation for being totally neutral.
Yeah.
I think that's the right way of going. It has nothing to do with you. It's between him and Hank. So I give you a lot of praise for that.
Thank you very much. I appreciate it. That's really how I like to play it. I mean, listen, I don't care who Marty dates. I don't care who Rhea dates. I don't care who Hank dates. And I don't have 10 years with Hank to make me, you know, emotionally back one side or the other. So I don't care where any of their penises go. Fuck them. Good luck to them. It didn't affect my check. So.
Well, you got a lot of balls, Brendan, for not picking sides. So I give you a lot of credit, and you do a great job.
Thank you very much. All right, hang that one up. I have no control of the phones anymore. It just went out. So I guess for the last 2 minutes, I'll just have to talk about my picks for tonight. I love the under in – I believe. Can you show me my picks just so I know the numbers?
I'm going to pull up the sports book.
I love the under in both games. The Bucks-Celtics went over the last two. They went over 214.5. They went over 213.5. Yet today, it came out at 212.5 and has been bet down immediately. It went down 2 points. So that tells me people smarter than me out there believe it's going under. I like Bucks-Celtics under 210.5. Like Grizzlies-Warriors under 217.5. And again, I don't know why these numbers keep coming out so big. The Grizzlies have proven time and again, they are not a bad team when John Morant's not in the lineup.
And I have nothing to back this other than just like eye test, but I feel like they play, not that he plays bad defense, but right. I feel like that truly is their calling when he's not playing.
They are a team in every sense of the word when he's on the court, but when he's off the court, they're even more of a team. Like, the ball moves very crisply. The ball gets to open shots. The ball stops on defense. Like, they work without him.
Is that a plus? So that, let me ask you about the Grizzlies plus A pick. Is that a plus A pick? You think the Grizzlies can win this game, or do you think?
I think they got too much fight in them. I think the Warriors win by 3-5, like they did last time. You know, the Grizzlies gave them everything they wanted. The Warriors won by 3.
That's like, well, last night's game, the Sixers game last night was a good example. The Heat were up so big, but the game ended up, and not that the Sixers opened up plus 9, but it was a 9-point. It's going to shrink in those closeout games at the end anyway.
Yeah, I think you're looking at a 92-92 game with 3 minutes left. Steph hits a couple threes, Clay hits one, and they win by 4 or 5. So, you know, the arena goes crazy, Draymond's dancing. And
the hockey plays?
For me? I can't even pretend.
I'm legitimately disappointed.
I can't wait to hammer the Leafs tomorrow night, though. I think that a lot of people are going to bet it the other way. Huh? You're hammering
the Bolts.
Yeah. Like, everything about – it's just a counterplay. Like, it's the 2-time champs against the team that folds every single time. I'm betting they don't fold this time.
No reason to win last night either. Like, they
right.
really
– Toronto outplayed them, right?
Just the Tavares goal to go up, I think, 3-2. It just – there was no reason that they
should CM Punk show up to Long Island the other day with Tavares jersey?
I didn't really
see that. CM Punk came down the ramp. He had an Islanders jersey, and the fans were like, oh, yay, he's wearing our stuff. And then he turns around, and it's Tavares' Islanders jersey. NHL leaderboard, yeah, there you go. I did 9 picks. Making money just knows how to get
she's
to the
– smart. She knows what the fuck she's doing up there.
Well, whoever makes her pick is. So it is – and I don't know if Smitty's last in all of them. Every single
look
one.
Look how many plays he has.
I know. But he's still lasting.
It's insane.
Actually, down 12 with that many plays is. But look at that. He's been
him,
wrong.
Him going fucking like Sissipas or Sips, whatever his fucking name is, the tennis guy.
Sissipas.
Yeah. Go like 50 fucking ways to win a match. Sissipas. It's my favorite shit of all time.
Sissipas. All right. The Yak Hamburger Draft is up next. Stephen Che is about to come in and set up a table. The Yak Hamburger Draft coming at you in about 3 to 5 minutes.